Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WEEI afternoons on a Friday spring afternoon, and I can already see that Nick Fitzy Stevens has a spring in his step because he is dancing all around behind his microphone. He must be excited to talk about the Boston Celtics and Bill Chisholm and Wick Grosbeck, and that's what you just heard right there. Wick Grosbeck was on the Greg Hill show this morning from their little snow day out at Wachusett, and... if there was ever the bracket, now we didn't do that bracket. I'm sure it's been done somewhere, but slogan jingle bracket all time.
Oh my God,
that's
dude,
on there.
Why didn't we do the local jingle bracket?
Oh, I figured it had already been done.
I don't know if it has. And if it, you know what? It's actually, I think, so catchy, so intrinsically New England that everybody wants to vote like 99 versus Water Country.
Yeah, I was going to say Water Country's GOAT.
There's so many. The Block Island Ferry.
They got ride on the Block Island Ferry.
Oh, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, really?
No joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a famous one down in the South Coast, southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
You guys live in the 51st state. You realize that, right?
Well, you know it's a weird area.
They're like, Canadian?
I grew up for years... having both Boston and Providence TV station, so I had double of everything, and I thought everybody had that access.
You
to
did?
Like, oh yeah, and it was the great. And then they started to change it, cable, and when it became digital and HD TV, it started to change. But I grew up with two ABCs, two NBCs, two CBSs, two Foxes, and it was great for a football fan because sometimes you'd get different games, and I didn't know how that worked at all back then, but I didn't care. But sometimes you'd get like a different game broadcast on the two different networks. So
no kidding.
No wonder you're so
spoiled. Providence affiliate. No, that's really cool because the Providence affiliate may pick up a different. Once you guys run the Pats, if there's a second game, you could be watching back then Redskins Giants on one, and you could be watching Cowboys Niners on another.
Exactly. Oh,
that's actually a sneaky benefit to South Coast life. That said. It is like another state.
It is, and it's far away, and it is literally on the coast. Also, that's where I listen to our friends down at 103.7 down in Providence because sometimes I lose the signal here at 93.7, and I switch on over and listen to those peeps down
sometimes
there.
Sometimes when I'm driving in as well, sometimes I'm in the third part or fourth state of Massachusetts, Western Mass. Love the good people of Springfield. You got 105. One out that way, and then of course, believe it or not, 103.7 105.5. My apologies, but then 103.7 is actually stronger on the Mass Pike than 93.7.
Oh, yeah. But we have a wonderful network here at WEEI.
Fabulous, the best network ever.
Fitzy, we're gonna have a free flowing Friday, whatever you want to call it. We're gonna have some fun. We got a lot to talk about. We got Mike Giardi at 3:30. Lou Merlone, I think, at 4:30. We're trying
about
to. Oh, it is confirmed. Lou Merlone at 4:30, and at 5:30, we'll do our expanded odds and ends, so we get an action-packed show. Before we get in on the—I don't normally do this— But we just had the crossover with Jones and Keith, and they played one of the funniest arguments, debates that I've heard on their show since they've gotten back together. And this little debate, I'm going to go to a phone call to let the people chime in on this early in the show, but I need to get your opinion first. Is a catcher an infielder?
Yes.
I agree. He is not an infielder.
What are you talking about? What is he? Does he?
He's a catcher.
Okay, he's a catcher, but
pitchers and catchers report
home
to spring
plate
training.
Home plate is part of the infield. Like the
no, it isn't. He plays outside of home plate. He
is
not in the field of play during the game.
Is it international waters?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's part of the diamond, not the infield.
Yes. So Dan Ball, is a catcher an infielder?
No, sir.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
We're not doing that terrible debate. And let's go now to John in Martha's Vineyard, who has time apparently during the offseason here to debate whether a catcher is an infielder. John, what are your thoughts? Catcher, infielder?
A catcher is an infielder.
Once he
takes the field and straps on his gear, then he's part of every play that they make, especially in regards to an infielder. If there's a hit and a guy's coming home, then he's part of that play. If they can do it good enough, then he's going to catch the ball in the catcher's mitt and make the tag.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the call, John. I think that's a weak-ass argument. Not going to lie to you. Thanks for joining the show early. Thanks for hanging on during the crossover. Because
wow.
I would argue a center fielder is not an infielder. He's an outfielder. And when there's rundowns, he joins the rundown fun at second base. Does that make him an infielder by trade because he has to cover second base sometimes? Or they have these weird rotations and he sneaks in for a pickoff move? Does that make him an infielder? No, he's an outfielder. And the catcher's not involved in every play because when there's a hit, the pitcher throws the ball, the batter hits it, it never reaches the catcher. It goes to the shortstop, to the first baseman, boom, 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 back to the pitcher. He wasn't involved. He is not an infielder. He's his own separate entity, but that is not what we're going to debate all day long. We're going to debate the Boston Celtics.
Holy
we're going to debate the Patriots free agency. But first, Fitzy, how do we start every Friday?
With you talking for 10 minutes.
Holy smokes, do you complain a lot and bitch. I'm used to it by now, though.
Who won the week? Who won the week, of course?
In Boston sports. And I'm going to start this off because I think it's the most obvious one we've ever had since you and I have been doing this for years on weekends, podcasts, everything.
And let me just say that this was of the probably 50 to 60 times we have done this. This may be one of the most obvious, if not maybe the most obvious, correct?
Well, since we have different answers, I don't know how obvious they can be, but we both feel they're obvious. But for me, it is the man we heard from coming into this radio program, the man you heard a full interview from this morning on the Greg Hill Show. And if you didn't, go to your Odyssey app, download that, and listen to the full Wick Grosbeck interview. I think Wick won the week. This is a guy that somehow bought the Celtics a quarter of a century ago, sort of, with his dad's money. Really, his dad bought the Celtics and let him kind of run it and be the front man for them. He won a couple titles, including most recently last summer. He then found out, well, dad's going to sell the team because he wants to recoup the billions and billions and billions of dollars he has in equity in the team. And this week, they got a record bid for that. It's going to approach $6 plus to $7 billion, so he's going to get his share.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy they sold it to is not only paying him all the equity that he has earned as an inheritor from his father, but also going to allow him to stick around, be the governor for 3 years for the team, apparently maybe still be the spokesman to some level for the team.
Would you call him the auxiliary face of the team? Tatum, of course, being face numero uno.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he is. It feels like he's the face of the team. He's been ahead of Pags, which is why I think there's a little bit of Taylor Swift bad blood.
We were talking about iconic New England jingles. Spags was one of them. Pags is a really sad song now.
Yeah. Yeah. But Wick is not sad about anything. He gets money. He gets to keep doing the job he loves. He gets to keep pursuing banners and titles and duck boats and all those things. He also emphasized this morning, this sale won't go through until probably July. I know how the NBA works. They don't let you do much during the playoffs. So he's going to be on the podium collecting another Larry O'Brien trophy if the Celtics win the title, not Bill Chisholm, despite him having to get $7 billion ready to buy this team. I think Wick Grosbeck is living
the perfect life right now. Quite literally, the perfect life. He was also free-flowing with his comments this morning about everything, right to the point where he ripped the Clippers' new arena. He's like, it's fine. It's fine. We're fine, too. We make a lot of money with our little arena here. We have a nice agreement with the Bruins. So Wick Grosbeck, he won the week financially and in every other form and fashion.
He is a huge, huge winner this week, and there is no doubt in my mind that he is doing what's in the best interest of Team Grosbeck, his relatives, his dad, himself as well. Good for Wick, and the fact that he's going to stick around, I think, probably provides, and I'm sure this was part of the negotiation, Andy, comfort, a little security blanket, some emotional connection to Celtics past, because he has been this, quote, governor, shepherd, owner for, what, 23 years now? So people don't want to just have somebody turn the keys over to a new guy, even if he is from Massachusetts, on the overnight as well. And so that leads me, yes, 100% is Wick a winner of the week? Hell yeah, he is. In looking broad view and skate in my lane, I'm going to say that Celtics fans are the big winners this week, because not only is your team making their way, I see you taking your little victory lap because more text messages are coming in saying that a catcher is not an infielder.
Well, that's part of it. He's definitely not an infielder, but I'm taking a victory lap because as a Celtics fan, you just said I was part of the winners of the week.
You are. You are a massive winner of the week. Yes, everybody. The people who go to every game, those of us who watch them from home, guys that wear Jaylen Brown jerseys at the beach and on their boat when they're making burgers for the kids.
Sun's out, guns out.
I love your Fat Albert voice. It's excellent. Celtics fans, like, you guys need to know this team is not going to sell off. You're not going to go and wade into the murky, unsettled waters of John Henrydom, where it's like, I gave you your championships. Aren't you happy now? And then they'll pull back 30-35%, just remain competitive, still make sure that the asses are in the seats at the Garden, but not actually go for it the way they have the last couple of years. It seems to me like old Billy the Chiz and the new guys that are coming in as the owners, that's okay. We don't have to dump it. I made sure.
It's Chiz.
Yes, Chisholm.
Okay,
yes,
just making sure. Chiz. It's the man's name.
It's the way fancy people say cheese.
Yes.
Yes, may I have some of your cheese?
Just clarifying in case, you know, somebody went through a tunnel, it broke up for a minute, and they're like, what did Fitzy just say on the radio?
Wow, Fitzy's working blue. It's only 2:14.
I mean, I know we said free flowing Friday, kind of go where it goes, but let's
this is the show the people want, Andrew. I think Celtics fans are huge winners. They're competitive now. They're going to continue to be competitive. Somebody with deep pockets, who's a local guy and a dedication to, and someone who bleeds green, is taking over as the primary owner of the Celtics. You guys get it good. And I see the Celtics staying competitive for the foreseeable future in a long time to come. And that.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, I think Celtics fans should be happy. I do think they should, and we're going to get into more of the cuts from Wick as we move through this first hour here on WEEI Afternoons. They should also be, I would guess, cautiously optimistic. We're going to hear from your boy, Chisholm, the new owner, Bill Chisholm, the new owner of the Boston Celtics, or soon-to-be new owner, and his pursuit of banners and all that comes with all of that. I also thought Wick kind of put a few things out there that could cause concern. And then going back to my guy, Wick, who on paper looks like he nailed the hell out of this transaction, got a record amount of money for any North American sports franchise, gets to keep his job, keep doing what he loves to do. I do believe when the Mavericks were sold by Mark Cuban, they sold us this same bill of goods that he was going to continue to run the team, and he doesn't anymore. So sometimes these relationships that are promoted and reported kind of peter out. They don't work out quite as well as we expect them to or for as long as we expect them to. Yes, Diz.
Mark Cuban famously said just recently about the Luka trade, like he'd give up his wife to keep Luka.
Correct.
So he had no power in that deal.
He let
Dude,
you know.
There have been more articles, Andy, Stiz, Dan, audience, recently about, like I got into one yesterday about like the sad demise of Mavs fandom and how the city is just broken right now. Like they root, like they're screwed. They're just like, they're in such disarray. Like they don't even know what to say for themselves.
And that's a cautionary tale. When a sale happens, it can happen with the best intentions, the best plans. But, you know, what Of Mice and Men said that, you know, it can fall apart very quickly. That's not what they said. I was paraphrasing for a modern audience.
I was going to say, sorry, pet Steinbeck him and love fans, him and name him George.
Sorry to my English teachers out there. I cleaned it up, moderned it up for the Steinbeck audience. But, you know, Dallas now without their star, without their former owner, who was going to continue to be an impactful presence on the organization. And I think there's going to be concerns about that for the Celtics until it is proven that is not a concern, right? I think that's a natural pessimism or cynicism for Celtics fans. But right now it all sounds great. You have a super fan owner. You had a super fan owner who's staying to be a super fan governor. You have a new super fan owner who watches every game. He's going to be back. I don't think he's going back to the North Shore, right? He's going to stick around here. He's not going back to Georgetown where he's from. He's going to have a place more locally to the Garden and to the inner workings of Boston. And it all sounds great. It really does. But sometimes things play out differently in reality, I guess I'll say. But for a Celtics fan, this is better than the alternative. You know, this could have been some
outside financial conglomerate or like...
Yep.
Five different, like somebody from, I don't know, the United Arab Emirates, somebody, a multi-billionaire from, I don't know, Brazil, Mexico. Like, I don't know if Carlos Slim has ever wanted to buy a basketball team. I don't know what his interest would be. But if one of the richest people in the world just goes, let's add that to the portfolio. How can you be guaranteed that they're going to take the care of it that somebody from New England would,
right,
who grew up watching Celtics?
Right. Or Bill Chisholm, quite honestly, if he... Say you found out, oh, he grew up in the Bay Area in California. He did this. He did that. He doesn't have a Wikipedia page. He made a lot of money in the investment world. You'd be more skeptical. The fact that he was born here, he went to college here, and they're selling you on the fact that he's a lifelong Celtics fan is palatable. And you don't know enough. You don't have a track record. He's not John Henry. And you go back to, hey, isn't he the guy that tore down the Marlins? Isn't he the guy that cares more about, who ended up being a really good owner for a really long time for the Boston Red Sox and winning a lot?
Jeffrey Loria type situation where he comes in, makes the team good, gets his title, adds it to the resume, tucks that into the portfolio, gets like the fancy brass plaque and the trophy, and then just sells it off because he says he did that. And those people sometimes like get bored with it and move along. Like, we need somebody who wants, like, this needs to be their end game, their goal, and their everything.
Also, I think we also need to say that Bill Chisholm won the week in his own right. He had to spend a lot of money to win the week. He bought the week, I guess you could say. But if he truly is a lifelong fan of the Boston Celtics, the local boy makes good, was able to make billions and turn it into ownership, stewardship, whatever you want to call it, of your favorite team. Oh, he won the week. He absolutely won the week. If he gets to now watch every single game courtside because it's his team, he absolutely won the week. But he also had to work very hard for a very long time, I would assume, to collect the billions of dollars necessary to do that. So Bill Chisholm also on the table. 617-779-7937. Who do you believe won the week in Boston sports? Is it you, the listener, the viewer, the Celtic fan? Is it Wick Grosbeck? Is it Bill Chisholm? Are we missing out on somebody? Could it be Brad Stevens, who's been treated quite well in all the kind words and statements of how great he is? Joe Mazzulla, their partners in the Celtics. Maybe it's Brown and Tatum. They could stick together. Maybe we'll have an extended fun run here of the Celtics. Who won the week? 617-779-7937. I did want to squeeze in one more phone call before we get to our guy Dan Ball. Let's go to Mike in the car, who has an opinion on this great catcher debate of 2025. Yes, We had Mike go.
Did you hang up on him,
Andy? I think it's possible because I clicked on him and he disappeared. So that might be on me. I don't know. I'm still work in progress here.
Did you do that on purpose?
I didn't. Well, because he said he was an infielder, so it was going to go against my argument. But my assumption was I was going to shoot holes through his argument quite easily because it's quite easily done.
There's a number of people. I got to say, the text line has been alive ever since you carried that debate over from the crossover on middays into our program, like 10, 20, 30, 40. Like the whole entire idea of a catcher, like it's spurred a great debate right now. I would say it's probably coming in. I know it's not a show poll question, but I would probably say it's coming in 60-40. A catcher is not an infielder.
Okay, well, we'll continue to debate that, talk about that, sprinkle it in as the show goes along. But as I said, Celtics talk up next. We're going to talk Wick Grosbeck, his comments, Bill Chisholm, his comments. And then as the day rolls on, Mike Giardi, 3:30, Lou Maloney, 4:30. It's action-packed. It's Friday. Who knows where it's going to go? Fitzy's happy and giggling in the background.
I'm laughing because somebody in New Hampshire wrote, "I love this debate, you guys, and also a hot dog is a taco."
Oh, son of a bitch. Wow. Dan Ball. Take it away.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.